Hi, my name is Matt Schlummer, and I conduct the band at Interlaken Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Matt. That was Matt Schlummer playing our opening theme for Kids Commute. We'll be hearing from Matt in just a minute. Well, good morning and happy Monday, kids commuters. Welcome to a brand new week on IPR's Kids Commute. And this week, it is Band Week. And we have special company this week. Dr. Matthew Schlummer, instructor of bands here at Interlaken Arts Academy, is here to tell us all about band. Hi, Matt.
Hi, everybody.
Matt, how long have there been bands?
There have been bands ever since there have been instruments.
Well, that makes sense. But how did the band as we come to know it today, like you conduct a giant band with how many musicians are in the band?
Oh, about 50 to 60.
Okay, so how did we get to that kind of a place?
Well, it goes way back in the 1700s. The royalty in Europe got it in their heads that it would be really cool to have 8 wind musicians together, and they called this harmonie lyrique. And it was the big fad, and everybody wanted to have, if you were royalty, you wanted to have one of these groups.
Like your own traveling band of personal wind musicians.
That's right. And these groups would play out in their garden parties, and they would play for special occasions. And, you know, there was no YouTube, and there was no Spotify. So if they wanted entertainment, they had to have real people doing it.
Okay, so your own royal party band. There was a band you were telling me about earlier today, so let's tell everybody about this. A band that resulted in a fire.
Well, one of these bands, one of the royalty, decided that he wanted to have this giant party to celebrate the end of a war. And so he built this giant structure and that he was going to launch fireworks out of and have all of the generals up there and have a big party. And part of this was he was going to have a barge going down the River Thames in London and pack the barge full of musicians. And so when he put the musicians on there, they would play music and the fireworks would go off, except for the fireworks went off and burned the whole thing down. But while the structure didn't survive the party, the music did, and we still play that music today. It's called the Royal Fireworks.
Thank you.
That was music for The Royal Fireworks by George Frederick Handel. I'm here with Dr. Matt Schlomer. He's the instructor of bands and the conductor of the band here at Interlochen Arts Academy. Thank you for that, Matt. Matt is also going to present us with our Quizlet this week. Now, all week we will ask you a question and we'll give you hints throughout the week. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. So, Matt, what is our Quizlet question this week?
Here it is. Drumroll, please. What is the name of the movie monster known as King of the Monsters? And we'll even give you an extra hint. It's not King Kong.
Okay. Who is the King of the Monsters that is not King Kong? If you know the answer, send it to us in a text with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. All right, that does it for Band Monday with Matt Schlomer. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm Matt Schlomer. Bye.
Bye.
Interlochen Public Radio.